Our story begins in Carl's office, where Zoe and Chuck have just arrived.
Well, the two of you certainly are anxious to talk to me. Normally, my office hours don't start until 11.
Thank you for meeting us, Mr. Bradford. My name is Zoe Jessup.
And I'm Chuck Landers.
And this is about your missing sister.
Yeah, my sister has been missing since November of 1987.
I see. And when was the last time you saw her?
At our parents' house in Alabama.
Alabama. I'll hold it right there.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
I normally work on more local cases.
Well, this is a local case. I'm not sure exactly when, but my sister came to New York and was a patient at the Westside Psych Ward about 8 years ago.
Westside? Funny, my sister Heidi worked there as an intern.
Yes, that's where we got your name. I worked with your sister at the hospital.
That's right. She lost out on the permanent job to you.
Yes, she did.
My friend Ellie also hired you to help her track down her father.
Ellie, heck of a gal. Now, what else can you tell me about your sister?
Well, her name was Zelda Jessup, but she must have gotten married because she was listed as Zelda Jessup Myers on her records at Westside.
And apparently she just disappeared from the hospital, and they never saw her again.
Did the police try to find her? Is there a police report?
I'm not sure. I assume that there is, but they didn't know how to contact Zelda's family, so the case was eventually dropped.
Mr. Bradford, will you take this case?
Anything you can find out would mean so much to me.
You understand my fees, correct?
Yes, I do. I'll be taking care of that. I can write you a check today to get us started.
Then yes, I'd be happy to take the case.
In the hallway of Windsor Academy, Dara, CJ, Clint, and Lucas are talking when Stacy walks up.
So, have you heard the news?
What, that you're transferring to a refining school to learn some manners?
Oh, shut up, Dara.
Stacy, did you come over here to cause trouble, or do you have some news for us?
Come on, Stacy, chill out.
Guess who isn't coming back this semester?
Who?
Mr. Reed.
But he was just here yesterday.
Well, apparently something happened to his mother, and he had to go to New Mexico to take care of her.
And he's not coming back?
Not this school year.
Who's going to take his place?
Dirk Endicott.
Are we supposed to know who that is?
Hello? Dirk Endicott of the software Endicott? Sarah, you're hopeless.
I know about that family. My father has had some dealings with them.
Well, if he's from some big corporate family, why is he going to be filling in for Mr. Reeves?
That part I don't know. But I do know he is hot. So, Sarah, please be satisfied with these three and stay away from him.
He's a teacher, Stacy. You can't seriously be thinking of going after him.
Oh, no? Just watch me.
At Manhattan Musley, Charlie walks into Blake's office.
Oh, Brother Blake, did you notice the ass on that secretary you have out there? Oh, sorry, I forgot. Not your type. She does have a little mustache, though.
Spare me the remarks, Charlie. What are you doing here? I don't see you for weeks, and now suddenly I'm seeing you every day.
Well, I came here to talk to you about that wonderful woman named Marilyn you dumped. Remember her?
Well, then you're wasting your time. I've heard enough of your useless commentary on my love life. There's nothing you possibly have to say that I want to hear.
Marilyn's sick, Blake. And I hate to say it, but I think she needs you.
At Larissa's penthouse, Andrew has just returned to find a locksmith changing the locks in the front door.
And just what the hell is going on here?
Haven't you ever seen a locksmith before?
Well, of course I have. But what's he doing here?
I'm changing the locks, Andrew, darling. It's time for you to go. Smooches.
You're seriously going to toss the father of your child out on the street after I've lived here taking care of this place for you?
You haven't taken care of anything but your little whore. Now go say goodbye to little Addison, and it was nice knowing you. Bye-bye.
No way, Larissa. You're not kicking me out of here that easily. I'm not going anywhere.
At the Westside Hospital, Gretchen has just entered Marilyn's room.
How are you feeling, Marilyn?
Oh, don't ask.
I heard the doctors think they got all the tumor. That's great news.
Yes, it is.
The chemotherapy should kill any of the remaining cancer cells, and you'll be as good as new.
I'm not looking forward to the chemo, Gretchen. The side effects are going to be awful. And my hair, ugh.
I understand, Marilyn, but you have to do everything you can to get better. The chemo will keep the cancer cells from spreading anywhere else.
I know. I have to do it.
It'll be fine, and we'll go shopping for wigs together. I'll wear one, too, if it will make you feel better. You know, I always wanted to be a redhead.
Can you imagine the Style Sisters as redheads?
You're beautiful, Marilyn. Don't forget that. And you will be, with long blonde hair or no hair.
Gretchen, it means so much to me to have you here.
I wouldn't be anywhere else. We're family. You've been there so much for me this past year, and I want to be here for you now.
Then distract me. Talk to me about anything but my cancer.
Okay. Well, I have a job interview next week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. With Channel 6. A classmate of mine from college works there now and got me the interview.
Congratulations.
I'm not going to get my hopes up, but it's time to get back to my career. I have been at Wilson Steiner for way too long.
In Perry's office at Manhattan Monthly, Rex has just walked in.
Hey, Perry, what's up? I thought you were going to call me last night.
I had a lot on my mind. I'm sorry.
You know you can always call me if you need to talk.
I know, but this is something I really need to decide for myself.
What is it?
Rex, I don't think we should see each other anymore.
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.